This is Doug Hastings, Vice President of Moody Radio, and we're thankful for support from our listeners and businesses like United Faith Mortgage.
My grandma loves iced tea. It's her thing. So I go to hang with grandma for a bit, and I see she's holding her big plastic cup with her tea, but the cup is literally sitting inside one of grandpa's sports socks. And I'm not making this up. No one could make this up. Grandma, you okay? Of course, dear. The sock soaks up the sweat and keeps the tea colder. Hey, it's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. And as I thought about it later, I thought, that's the kind of mortgage team I want us to be. The kind that's willing to take any step needed to get the job done on your new home purchase, refinance, or cash out refinance. And can we help everyone? No, obviously we can't. But if you know we're willing to use Grandpa's sock to keep a drink cold, you'll know we're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure you're taken care of. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
This is a Love Language Minute. A listener writes, Gary, can a person's love language be influenced by childhood physical and mental abuse? Once that person gets professional help for the abuse issues, does the love language change?
We are deeply influenced by our childhood. And when there's been physical or mental abuse in childhood, it does affect us in a negative way. You mentioned professional help. I think that's certainly advisable. We ought to try to work through the hurts and pains of the past. I do think that the love language concept is valid no matter what we've experienced in childhood. So working through those things and understanding the five love languages at the same time, I think those two should go together, counseling and applying the five love languages.
Dr. Gary Chapman is the author of The Five Love Languages. For more answers, visit startmarriageright.com.